The Chinese Communist Party has completed its once-in-a-decade leadership transition. As expected, 59-year-old Xi Jinping is now the party's top official, general secretary. He'll also take over as president in March from the retiring leader Hu Jintao. The transition ends months of internal rivalry, secrecy and speculation. In Mr. Xi's first remarks as leader, he said the party suffered from problems of corruption, taking bribes, being out of touch with the people and undue emphasis on bureaucracy and formalities. Our correspondent in Beijing, Stephen McDonald, joins me now. Extraordinary stuff, Stephen, and which could not have happened, but that I would suggest that that speech could not have been made before the Bo Xilai murder case emerged.
Yeah, well, certainly he's talking about the big problems straight up there at the Great Hall of the People today. I mean, we're in there, we're waiting for quite a long time, and they were delayed for something like an hour to come out. You know, so there's a lot of anticipation. And then the new team arrived, and then we see, pretty much as expected, it was those who'd been predicted to step up to the cabinet, to the Politburo Standing Committee. I mean, in general, you would say they are probably people who are more close to the former leader here rather than to Hu Jintao. So closer to Jiang Zemin rather than Hu Jintao. And maybe that's a sign that Xi Jinping is going to be quite a strong leader in a way, because he's also in that same faction, which is what the way people describe things. But generally speaking, we've got the leaders from Shanghai and Tianjin, propaganda chief, and also the troubleshooter who was sent into Chongqing to clean up the mess after Bo Xilai, you mentioned the disgraced figure, the leader of a Maoist faction, lost control of that city. So the cleaner, if you like, who's gone in to sort that out, has been elevated. And of course, also Li Keqiang, the economist, trained economist, seen as very smart. He'll be the number two leader.
Well, obviously, Australia's economy is quite heavily dependent on China's success. Do they have a new vision for the future?
Well, he was dishing out the vision, you know, in bucket loads today, I have to say. You know, gone are the days when this is pretty boring. I think it was quite a good speech, very strong. And in fact, something you might even expect from a leader in a country like Australia. And he was, you know, pushing on various buttons. But let's have a little listen to some of what he's got to say. Firstly, I mean, I was thinking this is something that could almost have come from the ALP. But people should have a listen to this first grab from the new General Secretary, Xi Jinping.
Our people love life and yearn for better education, stable jobs, more satisfactory income, greater social security, improved medical and health care, more comfortable living conditions, and a more beautiful environment. We want our children to grow up well and have better jobs and more fulfilling lives. The people's desire for a better life is what we shall fight for.
Xi Jinping speaking, obviously an interpreter translating there. Well, Stephen McDonald, just before we go on to the next bit of Xi Jinping, was it as usual middle-aged men in blue suits? Any women there? Any other ethnicities than Han Chinese?
No, we don't have any women there, and also no reformers. Wang Yang was the clear one who missed out. He's still pretty young, though. This is the leader in Guangdong who, you know, is the one who's calling for greater transparency, for Communist Party leaders to be opening the books and showing, well, this is where my money lies, and so that's where you can trust us. But maybe that's a step too far at the moment for the party. So certainly, you know, he missed out. But you know, in case, you know, the message was seen to be all sort of, I mean, that last bit we heard from him was all pretty rosy, and like I say, what you might expect from a sort of social democrat type party.
But as you say, no reformers. It's going to be, while it's rosy, it's going to be conservative.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, these are people who are, as I was saying, who might put the handbrake on any big reforms. And you know, as if to sort of emphasise that, he was actually giving, on the other hand, a bit of a conservative message, and one that you know you could easily expect from a standard conservative party in the West.
Every bit of happiness in the world is created by hard work. Our responsibility is to rally and lead the whole party and the Chinese people of all ethnic groups in continuing to liberate our way of thinking, carry on reform and opening, further unleash and develop the productive forces, work hard to resolve the difficulties the people face in both work and life, and steadfastly take the road of prosperity for all.
Xi Jinping again, and Stephen McDonald, let's go back sort of to where we started with that extraordinary quote about corruption, taking bribes, being out of touch with the people, and undue emphasis on bureaucracy and formalities. If you look at the social media in China, those are clearly the things that anger people, particularly the subject of the princelings, the spoilt young sons of the ruling party.
Yeah, and especially there's another concept that they say here, the Fuar Dai. This is the generation of people who are quite apart from the political class of princelings that you mentioned. These are just the sort of children of the rich who've known nothing but wealth their short lives. And, you know, you see them driving around in their 20s in their sports cars. And so a lot of people are quite aware of the problems of corruption here. And you're right, all over social media, there are people complaining about this. And we heard Hu Jintao earlier at the Congress saying that corruption could bring the end of Communist Party rule here if it wasn't sorted out. So it's something they're obviously very attuned to. And again, we heard it in pretty strong words today from Xi Jinping.
In the new environment, our party faces many severe challenges, and there are many pressing problems within the party that need to be resolved. The problems among our party members and cadres of corruption, taking bribes, being out of touch with the people, undue emphasis on formalities and bureaucratism must be addressed with great efforts.
Xi Jinping at the Chinese Communist Party convention there in Beijing, and our correspondent was Stephen McDonald.